question for you. Do you think you can hide from sin? Do you think you can hide your sins that you do from God? No, that's correct. That is a flaw to think that. Today is the Day of Atonement, and Satan will be cast into the bottomless pit. The world will be a much better place, but we must prepare now for that day in the future. Today we will look at four reasons we must recognize these flaws in our thinking and seek God's help to realize how serious sin is. I will start with a story from the Old Testament. There are consequences for the things you do. Those consequences could last an eternity. Joshua 6, don't turn there, but Joshua 6, starting in verse 18 all the way through Joshua 7, there is a man, Achan, A-C-H-A-N, Achan. He went in and he took when God said, "Do not take. You will wipe out the nation. You will not touch the gold. You will not touch the silver and the fine linens. Don't take them." And he took them. He was from the tribe of Judah. Then the next war against Ai, they went up against Ai and they went to slaughter the city as God commanded. And guess what happened? 36 people died. They died. Why? Because of this one man and his sin that he hid. Sin cuts people off from God. God will not coexist with or tolerate sin. Through a process of elimination, God made known to Joshua who this person was and what his sin was. As the consequences, he was killed. He was killed. His wife, his sons, his daughters, all of them were eliminated because of the sin. He disobeyed God. All of us here today, we know what we are to do. We've been told. We've been practicing it all our lives. To disobey God has consequences. The Old Testament, of course, is different. We have a Savior now, Jesus the Christ. But if not checked and removed, sin can spread and negatively influence and harm other people. You see, God sees secret sins. There's no secret from God. Sometimes we try to hide our sins. Other times we just overlook them. But no matter how well we may try to conceal or ignore them, God sees through all of them. God knows all of our thoughts and motives and actions. There is nothing hidden from God, not even our thoughts, as Psalms 9:94 verse 11 says, "The Lord knows the thoughts of man." God sees through. The intentions. Why do we do the things we do? God is very much aware of our motives, whether they are good or bad. Are they first and foremost pleasing to God? Or are they for your personal gain or your personal glory? Many sins are done under cover of darkness, which I had talked about last at Trumpets. Because darkness equals in secret. Not letting anyone know. You keep it secret. Paul wrote about it, unfruitful works of darkness. Ephesians 5, 11 through 12. "For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret." Point one, lacking fear and reverence for God and his laws. That's where it starts. You do things because you do not have a true fear of God. We don't naturally fear God or have a deep respect for God's laws. After God gave the Israelites his Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, we read, "And Moses said to the people, 'Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you so that you may not sin.'" The prophet Isaiah was inspired to record the following advice. "But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles before my word." God wants us to learn to be humble and to hold his word in the highest regard. Point two, not realizing that when we sin, our sin is against God. King David, a man after God's own heart, after his relationship with Bathsheba, deeply repented of his sin. He realized that, God, I sinned against you, Father. And in Psalms 51, verse 4 and verse 6, he says, against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts and in the hidden part. You will make me to know wisdom. At the ministerial conference this year, I sat down randomly next to some international ministers, Mr. Hawking, Mr. Van, I forget his name. Yes. And then a gentleman from Redding, California. And the conversation started by, did you know you're my family? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm your spiritual brother. But no, actually, we're blood. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. There was a distant family connection. And when I mean distant, I mean distant. But that's how today's message was created. I took material from one of the international ministers, and the meaning of it, the context of it, the words, they're so wonderful. It's a different perspective from a different area. So, point three. Not understanding that disobedience to God's law has severe consequences. Paul wrote, but now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves to God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages, what we earn, of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If we were given a survey asking us to choose between death and eternal life and the kingdom of God, what would you choose? Life, right? So why would anyone want to choose death? Most of the sin that we do in secret that we think we hide from the Lord, from our God, you know what you're doing before you do it. And it clicks in your mind. Should I do this? Or should I do this? A lot of people in this world, what they do is they quench the Holy Spirit by normally the most relevant thing they have, consumption of alcohol or whatever, to just take their mind off things. And they make the wrong choice. And that choice has consequences that will last, could last forever. The nearer we get to sin, the stronger it pulls you in. It's like a magnet. The closer you get that iron to the piece of magnet, and then what happens? Bah! It just flies. It runs to sin. But physical distance alone is not sufficient. Sin begins in the mind, and physical actions are the end result of those thoughts, the seed that's planted. This is how the Apostle James described the progression of wrong thoughts to sin. In James 1, verse 14 through 15. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when his desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. As a result of the sins of one person, 36 people perished. Men who left behind families. Sin has consequences. We need to be aware that the evil of sin not only hurts us, but others around us as well.